Panic triggers incoming.
Intense stress. Sensory overload.
Loud noises.
Sekitar 71% pemain video game mengalami pusing. Menurut penelitian produsen obat pusing dan migrain, Excedrin. Itu juga yang dialami seorang pemain pro yang banyak bertanding dalam pertandingan elektronik dunia.
You're using a lot of energy and you're dealing with your teammates and there's a lot of talk back and forth, staring at a screen. I mean, these things compound and they cause stress-related, gaming-related headaches. And for me, when I was younger, I just wasn't equipped to really understand the root of the problem. It was just something that I was living with, and it was like the devil on my shoulder just following me around at all times.
Menurut peneliti, kebiasaan menerima saja pusing ini mestinya tak dipertahankan. Semakin sering orang membiarkan pusing, semakin sering pula orang akan mudah kembali pusing, menurut seorang spesialis.
So gaming is interesting from a headache perspective. There are actually a lot of triggers that are present in the entire gaming experience. The screen time itself can be a trigger because of the light and because of eye strain. Muscle tension from sitting in the same position can potentially be a trigger. But more than that, gaming is a high performance situation where you have rapid changes in stress. That can always be a migraine trigger or a headache trigger.
Dr. Elizabeth Seng bekerja sama dengan NadeShot dan Excedrin meluncurkan panduan guna membantu penggemar permainan video menghindari pusing berat apalagi migrain. Satunya adalah mendengarkan musik yang menenangkan seperti musik klasik setelah lama bermain video game. Lalu waktu antara permainan ini juga bisa dimanfaatkan dengan mencoret-coret kertas atau menggambar. Intinya harus ada peregangan otot di tengah permainan game yang menegangkan. Lalu latihan fisik diawali dari nafas secara mendalam dan terkendali.
So the foundation of the routine is deep breathing. Deep breathing is when you breathe in with your stomach, not your chest, and you breathe out through your nose. These long, slow, deep breaths can actually change physiologically the way that your body responds to stress, which can optimize your performance and reduce head pain.
Setelah menjalani latihan dan panduan Dr. Elizabeth Seng, NadeShot pun mengaku lebih bisa mengendalikan sakit kepalanya.
It's been fantastic. It's helped me reduce stress. It's helped me reduce anxiety. The mindfulness routine that Dr. Seng and Excedrin has put together, I think it needs to be shouted from the rooftop so that people can hear about this and have resources to really understand how to feel better throughout the day.
Selama ini keletihan dan dehidrasi juga dipercaya menjadi penyebab pusing dan migrain pada pemain game. Sehingga kembali, ahli medis mengingatkan banyak-banyak istirahat dan jangan terlalu lama berlarut-larut bermain game dalam sehari. Dari Washington DC, Nova Purwadi, VOA.